the shoulders, pull down the back, and we're going to chant, but make sure you're muted for the chant, because there's a delay. So if we try to chant together, it sounds funny. So inhale, just chant with me. Om Namo Guru Dev Namo. Om Namo Guru Dev Namo. Om Namo Guru Dev Namo. And inhale. Okay, exhale. Thank you. So, our guiding teacher, master teacher, Yogi Bhajan, and his legions of angels are here with us now. And I'm feeling that he's telling us the most beautiful thing is when we're all vibrating together in this higher frequency of the sacred language of Sanskrit, of which Gurumukhi is taken from, that it's the language of the infinite. And chanting the Sanskrit, the air language, the language of the infinite, the language of being, okay, I was hearing a couple words at the same time, the language of the infinite, which connects us intimately, if we want to be intimately connected with the infinite, chant. And when we all vibrate and chant together, he's saying that alone vibrates the elevation of the planet of Mother Earth. So he likes the idea of us chanting together as we do on all the calls. So just breathe in. I'm just feeling the presence. All right. We do have a lunar eclipse arriving, sending messages our way on Friday. Of course, lunar is the mother, the moon, and this period of time is getting deeper into our heart chakras, which correlates with the compassion of the mother. So the lunar eclipse has to do with the deeper penetration of the heart chakra, so we can move into what we are creating and that we can visualize from the heart. So it's really heart visualization. So we've moved from what we've been taught in the past by different people, sensory visualization, feel everything, and that's beautiful, but we want to penetrate the frequency of the void and bring it into our hearts. And we're doing that also on today. Mars is moving into Virgo. So Mars is that energy which moves us forward, the warrior, but it also represents the male energy, that which penetrates. So with this lunar eclipse coming up and this Mars in Virgo, what we're doing with our divine masculine and our divine feminine is we're penetrating the frequency of Gaia, the planet, in a way that activates the heart chakra, activates the heart of humanity, and activates and connects with the heart of Gaia. So this Friday and this time period leading up to it is a time of using the divine masculine to penetrate the density of 3D. We've got, we have a lot of Piscean Neptunian energy, which basically we have Neptune square Venus. And what that's saying is Neptune is the 12th house, the dreamer, the connection with the infinite. And the Venusian energy is how we express our love. So this period of time and this eclipse is really about devotion. How we can move from, as Yogi Bhajan tells us, from emotion to devotion, from basically being lost in the mind, lost in Maya, the mon, the Maya, the mind, lost in the mind, to penetrating the darkness, to from being lost in the mind to seva. Seva means devotion to the divine. So from being lost in the mind to devotion to the divine. Sounds like a little poem. From being lost in the mind, we're moving into devotion to the divine. And from there, you will experience the causal planes beyond the karma of human conditions. So this is a very important period of time to use the power of the mind. So Yogi Bhajan's telling us, literally, he's saying, the way you sharpen the power of the mind, he said, just imagine that you are sharpening a knife blade and you're paying attention to how the edge is getting more and more able to, like, slice an apple, just cut through something. He says, the same way with the mind. He said, hone the edges of the mind so the mind can penetrate into the density of 3D with the propelled by the power of the heart chakra, the power of the heart, the part of power of compassion, the power of devotion. So we bring the breath up through the heart, open the heart, focus at the third eye, and imagine as we bring our focus of light to the third eye that we have a crystalline unicorn horn. And this crystalline unicorn horn that's moving out from the third eye is penetrating the lower frequencies, is actually breaking through the density of 3D so we can infuse Gaia and connect with the elementals, those beings that the kingdom, the second dimension that brings us all life on Earth. You can think of fairies and things like that, but it's a frequency field that holds life on Earth, and that frequency field is sacred. So when we connect our sacred love of devotion with that field, now we're starting to give birth to the new consciousness, the fifth dimensional consciousness on the planet. So this is the co-creation with this eclipse, this lunar eclipse, as we're moving into Earth. So it's not, and that's the divine feminine. So we think of sometimes spirituality as the Om, that which takes us out of our bodies into the infinite. But this is using the Mars in Leo, like a sharp knife, to penetrate into the compassion, the heart of the mother, our hearts, and the heart of planet Earth. And that's the ascension frequencies, just merging into within. The spiritual path is within, moving within. So we're going the opposite direction, remembering that we have that creation is magnetic. So we have the magnet either attracting or repelling. So we have the direction of life for this last period of time, thousands of years. Maybe it's the whole 26,000-year Mayan cycle of separation, fragmentation, lowering the vibrations, separating from each other, separating from our bodies, being attracted to negative emotions, drama, thinking we had to develop our individuality, mine, mine, mine. Now we're moving from mine into thine. So, and we're peeling back these veils of separation, the illusion of separation, and the lie that we have to live in contact, like the beautiful story that Arit was telling about. Even the children are trying to learn how to be in harmony with each other. That was such a beautiful example. And we're moving out of all this confusion and getting the clarity of how to actually, we talked about last week, the step-down transformer of how we understand how to merge with the divine, so we don't feel that when somebody says a word like God or spirit or something, well, that's nice, but that's outside of me. So how can we understand that we're step-down transformers, that we're just climbing back the ladder up to connect with the divine, with the infinite frequency? I think maybe somebody needs star six. You can come back in whenever you like. Okay, so we've got Pluto Capricorn. Again, Pluto is the unconscious or the depths, going into the depths, Capricorn, of the mother of the earth. So when we penetrate the depths of the earth with consciousness, with the Mars and Virgo and the divine feminine, with the Neptunian energy squaring Venus, we move into the devotion, move into surrender. And surrender, as we know, doesn't mean giving up, but surrender means feeling. Surrender actually means to feel what we're in, to feel our bodies, to feel the world around us, and that feeling and connecting with our heart and our third eye opens up our intuition to feel what the higher frequency energies are, to feel what messages we're getting from the divine, from our guides, from our spirits. So surrender basically means feeling the divine feminine, moving into what the body feels like rather than just being in our mind. So again, it's merging with the heart frequency. So Neptune square Venus, surrender. And breathe, move into patience. And then feel. You can feel how to adjust your frequencies by feeling your body and using the body as a tuning fork with the infinite, knowing that with every breath we're connected to the infinite, that the body itself doesn't have to be experienced as a finite entity. It can be experienced from the consciousness of the infinite. And it's interesting, we've talked about this in the past, but Leonard Orr talks about the traumas that we need to release to really feel our infinite self connected with our physical body. And he calls these five biggies of the human trauma drama: the birth trauma, the parental disapproval trauma, in other words, negative messages that we got from our parents that loop through our minds that maybe we don't even remember, but with this Pluto energy, your subconscious is wanting to unload right now. And he calls it the unconscious death urge and karma from past lives. So unraveling these traumas, unraveling these five biggies, the stories that we run that repeat over and over, this is really an opportunity to understand that all of these energies are a certain frequency and that we can penetrate the frequencies with the mantra, with the infinite, with the energy of the divine, and break these up, shatter them like just as if it was the 4th of July and we just lit a sparkler and it just lit up the darkness. So it's kind of an electric sort of frequency that we can infuse with the mantras that we're chanting, that we're being with, that we're embodying. So that's what the astrology is telling us today. And with that Neptunian energy, Neptune merging with the divine, the 12th house, represents the soul body, the first body, so of our 10 bodies. So we can remember that the energy that infuses all of our other bodies and activates all the other bodies is the energy, the frequency from our soul. So what are the qualities that we need to be aware of so that we can activate our soul body? And so remembering that our soul body is the body that connects us with the infinite, that's what we've been talking about. And here's the qualities: humility, creativity. The main phrase is heart overhead. So you notice you're thinking too much, breathe and move into your heart. And then the mastery of the body comes from the place of humility, and that's what we were just talking about, the surrender, the feeling into. And then once you can surrender and relax and feel into your body, you can relax into the flow of divine energy, remembering that the feminine is the divine flow. So tuning into God or God essence is feeling what the flow of the divine, what is happening with the flow of the divine in every moment. And that's one of the reasons we talk about astrology, because there's so many different frequencies and energies that we're being bombarded with. If we can start to make distinctions, oh, I'm feeling some anxiousness, I need to pay attention to using that Mars energy right now. So you can really call upon it, breathe it in, and ask for it, and call it up, intend it. I now am focusing on using the Mars in Virgo energy to penetrate my subconscious and help me get more aligned with my physical body and the flow of the divine. Something like that, you know, kind of make up your own intentions, how you want to use these different frequencies, because we're all feeling things more and more all the time. So if we can notice what we're feeling and have an intention connected with the flow of the divine, now we're syncing up with God or God essence. God in essence, God S, God moving. So the feminine is the flow, the movement of the divine. We have the static, and then we have the flowing. We have the two different polarities, the two different magnetic polarities. So we've talked a lot about balancing the divine feminine and masculine lately. So now we're saying, okay, this is how you move further into it, how you command the flow of the divine, so that you can be empowered to work with devotion, with these frequencies, to bring through the new world, so to speak, to bring through the birth of the divine feminine, the respect, the devotion, the love, the coherence back onto the planet. So let's just breathe into that. The first body has to do with bringing into balance the divine masculine and the divine feminine. Good. The guru for the first body is, of course, Guru Nanak. And it was interesting to, it's interesting to note that Guru Nanak also championed women. At the time when he was born, which was in the 1400s, but we're talking about 1499, when there was no status or respect for women. So it's interesting that Guru Nanak's the first body, and that's what we're talking about activating right now, is he sought to improve the respect of women by spreading, this was his message that he spread about women. From woman, man is born. Within woman, man is conceived. To woman, he is engaged and married. Woman becomes his friend. Through woman, the future generations come. When his woman dies, he seeks another woman. To woman, he is bound. So why call her bad? From her, kings are born. From woman, woman is born. Without woman, there would be no one at all. O Nanak, only the true Lord is without a woman. So he was one of the first people that really stood up for women. And it was part of his universal message of oneness, that everybody is connected in the oneness, the Ekankar, the oneness in all creation. So that is what we're celebrating today. We're celebrating the connection, the oneness, and I felt that so much when we got on the call. So just go ahead and breathe, and breathe into that. We're going to move into Ang Sang Waheguru, which is a celebration of the oneness. It's a chant of ecstasy. So he's giving us this chant this weekend. So just keep breathing, pulling on the root, lifting up in the diaphragm, rolling the shoulders up and back. Ang San Wahiguru. Out of the experience of oneness, out of knowing the oneness, out of surrendering to the oneness, I'm able to experience ecstasy in my body. So this is what we've been talking about this week.
Sangwahe, Thank you.
telling us that when we chant Sat Nam, or when we speak Sat Nam, that that is the seal of truth, of royal truth, is what he was telling us. The seal of commanding. So if you want to manifest something, he said, feel the oneness and then chant Sat Nam. So he's giving us a formula for manifesting. So again, just stay on mute for right now while we chant Sat Nam, Mach 3, three times, then we can share. Inhale. Sat Nam. Sat Nam. Sat Nam. Beautiful. Now visualize something that you'd like to create. I'm visualizing harmony amongst people, people living together harmoniously. And inhale and exhale. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Beautiful. Yes. So he was reminding us that this time period is all about claiming our divine birthright, which he said is royalty. He said some words like surrender and devotion can sound, and humility can sound a little bit, anyway, he just didn't want us to miss the royalty part, the elevation, the exaltation, so we can elevate our own spirits to feeling that we have the ability to command and speak into this dimension and to create and bring into this dimension what is of these higher frequencies, what is of our heart's desire. Okay, thank you, sir. He's nodding his head. I always laugh. Okay, so you can unmute if anybody would like to share any thoughts about what we talked about or what you were feeling or your experience or the astrology. We talked about a lot of different subjects that we could expand upon. If you want to share, comment.
I wanted to tell you that I love the way, whatever you read from the Nanak sentences about the feminine. It's so beautiful. It's perfect for this time. We can actually feel the presence of this force, this creative presence of the feminine. It's beautiful. I loved it. Not just the feminine, but also Mother Earth. So I thought it was beautiful. I said, that's perfect. It's just exactly the force that is present right now. And we could see it all over, you know, with Mother Earth and with all these yogis movements of the women. And you can see it in every field. That was beautiful. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for sharing that. I like what you said about even, you know, for women, even saying for Mother Earth, everything is born, you know, from the earth. Without the earth, nothing is here. So, yeah,
exactly.
I like adding that. That's very exciting to me. Thank you.
I'm going to use that mantra that you just gave me, Nam, to picture all these healing centers that we want to open.
Right. That's what we want to do. We
absolutely
want to open places where people can just come and get healed, you know, just get healed. Just take
yes
a break from whatever pressures, you know, anybody's been under. But just this whole transformation has created lots of stresses and pressures. So whatever we've all been under, just a place, like a place of refuge, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that. Yeah, thank you for visualizing that. I feel that so much.
Should I just now hide after what's going to happen with the moon? Should I hide somewhere?
I think take a walk by your lake.
These strong energies are coming in. Maybe what we should do is do one of those rebirthing that Yogi Bhajan used to teach.
Yeah.
Cleaning house of subconscious of childhood and
Right, that's what I was talking about, what
Yeah.
calls the five big
Yeah.
all the stuff that gets stuck on our subconscious. And he was even saying that the death imprint that we're conditioned to even, you know, that we're conditioned that the body has to die, so we start, you know, whatever we have to go through. But he was, you know, he's talking about meeting immortal yogis. He said he wouldn't even meet any yogis that claim to be immortal until, unless they were at least 300 years old. So but what he said about what he calls the death imprint is he's saying that's just another thought form. We call them memes that have their own psychic energy,
mm-hmm.
like they're part of the ego. They want to live. And it's sort of funny to think that the thought form of death of the physical body is a thought form that actually wants to live, and he says even at the sacrifice of the physical body. So it's, I thought that was an interesting way to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is what's going to become, you know, these different, the five biggies are things to really look at and see what comes up, you know, when we chant or after, before, around this eclipse energy. Yeah. Were you going to say something, Linda?
I was going to ask if, remember the clearing that he taught us a few months back?
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it was in April or May, the clearing. Would something like that be useful right now?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So we can just breathe and clear the midline. So we put our fingers of our right hand all together facing out from the body and start at the top of the head, above the head, the crown chakra, and come down the midline of the body towards the feet.
Mm-hmm.
Breaking up the messages that go from the subconscious into other parts of the brain, it just releases the how they attach, and breathing into that. I think, that's a great thing to do with the Aung San Waheguru before, afterwards, during.
Okay.
All of the above, huh?
That feels good.
That does feel good, doesn't it? How did you like the thought of surrendering means surrender to what you're feeling in your body? Isn't that a good reframe?
I love doing that.
I like that definition.
That's such a relief.
Yes.
Yeah, isn't that a relief? Oh,
surrender
doesn't mean I have to give something up, you know, like sacrifice. It's more like, oh, I need to go within and feel what I'm feeling in my body. Yeah, I felt really relieved.
Yeah. It was so funny that yesterday, out of the blue, I started getting pain in my heart chakra. And I thought about it, and then I said, you know, let me take the focus off of my heart, and I just kind of concentrated in my third eye, and I visualized the energy flowing in from my crown chakra down through my body, and it just went away.
Wow.
And that's what I was doing yesterday evening while I was laying down, and then it just, as my body started to relax, I could feel it relax, I just drifted off to sleep. So I kind of been getting the message to co-create for myself, to be able to do these things for myself, to get, you know, to set that intention to heal and
to heal yourself.
And it comes to me now. Of what
that's beautiful.
I love that.
Me too. I think that was good. I kind of needed to hear that because I've been feeling like, as my profession was to always put other people first, and then this last 2 years has been really weird because I've had to adjust and learn how to put myself in a different place, and it didn't really fit for the longest time, and now it's, if you don't take care of yourself first, who will? And if you don't go within, you can't share on the outside. You have to come from a place of completeness to be able to do good for others.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Here's what Bhagir Das, an Indian, I guess an Indian saint, said about Guru Nanak. The benefactor Lord listened to the cries of humanity and sent Guru Nanak to this world. He washed his feet. He eulogized God and got his disciples to drink the ambrosia of his feet. And to me, this, you know, this relates to what you were just saying, you know, about feeling into the body, into the feet. Drink the ambrosia of his feet. To me, that means coming down into the body. When, you know, you touch saints' feet, to me it's because we're connecting with, like, this energy is coming from heaven to earth. That's what it means to me. He preached in this Kali Yuga that Brahm and Parabrahm are the same and identical thing, are the same and identical. Dharma was now established on its four feet and all the four castes through feeling, through fraternal feeling, through feeling, and were converted into one caste of humanity. I think it's interesting that he says, like, through feeling. Equating the poor with the prince, he spread the etiquette of humbly touching the feet. Inverse is the game of the beloved. He got the egos and high heads bowed to his feet. Baba Nanak rescued the dark age, Kali Yuga, and received the Sat Nam mantra for one and all. Guru Nanak came to redeem the Kali Yuga. So it seems appropriate to talk about Guru Nanak when we're talking about, like you're saying, what he said, what he did for women in the 1400s, and we're talking about the Neptunian energy, you know, the first soul body. So I felt good talking about Guru Nanak.
Great.
Yeah. I feel it in my heart.
Yes, I do. I feel love, peace, and abundance.
Yeah. The Unsung Wahe Guru is good for abundance, good for visualizing. So I like that. Okay, so when we chant our Unsung Wahe Guru, we can visualize our healing centers we'll be establishing.
Yeah, I love it.
Okay, good. We've got our mantra and our visualization this week. Anybody else like to share before we complete for today?
I just want to thank you. It was a beautiful, again, magical lesson.
Thank you. And thank you, everybody, for being all together with us. And thank you, our master and teacher, Yogi Bhajan.
Thank you.
Yes. Angels and guides that come and they're thanking us. So beautiful. We have an experience of oneness.
Yeah,
it feels so good. Okay, I'm going to carry this good energy with me this week, and I'll be meditating with everybody on Friday. Unsung Wahe Guru. And we'll just see what happens. We'll take it from there.
Yes.
Okay.
Sat Nam,
everybody.
Peace and abundance.
Abundance.
Love you all.
Love you all. Thank you. Bye.